All right. We are holding on Lamadalid on the Bays. We're holding on Lamadalid on the Bays by the two dots in the middle of the wide line, six lines down in the wide lines. Mishnah said, "Kishem shliach tzibur chayev," just as the shliach tzibur is chayev for davening the nine brachas of Shemana Esrei, "Kach chol yachid biyachid kucholo," so is every yachid. And then we had Rambam Gamliel saying that no, the shliach tzibur is moitzi everybody. No, this is, well, the machloikas originally here is by Rosh Hashanah, where you have the nine brachas, we have Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofaris in Musaf. Yeah, the Gemara is going to talk about whether this machloikas applies more generally, to throughout the year. Right. We're starting with that. Tanya, we learn in a price. So Amr Lola Rabban Gamliel, they said to Rabban Gamliel, Lidvarecha, according to your words that you're saying the Shliach Tzibur is Motzi, everybody, Lamot Tzibur Mesmalin, why does everybody doubt in Shdilash Menasre? Amr Lahem, Kedil Hath to Shliach Tzibur Tfilase. He says to them, you're right, theoretically you shouldn't need to, but you need time for the Chazan to be able to practice the Tfilah. They didn't have Sidurim in those days, everything was Balpeh. Everything in those days was Baal Peh, so you need time for the Chazan to be able to practice what he's going to say. And therefore, everybody davens quiet, and then the Chazan himself also davens quietly during that time.
So it's the same Seder as we have, or is it different Seder?
No, it's the same Seder. In other words, it's the same Brachos. That's the point. In other words, they didn't have it written down. They davened Baal Peh.
So
everybody's davening still Shmoneh Esrei, and the Chazan is as well. He's saying it quietly. He's
practicing.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about over here also.
The practice is the same thing.
And then Rav Gamliel turns to Chachamim and he says, how about you, according to you, according to your logic, why does the Chazan daven by the Amud? If you're saying that everybody has their own chiyuv to daven anyway, what is the Shliach Tzibur accomplishing? Amr Ulai, they told him, that's true, but you need them to be moitzi, the people who don't know how to daven, the people who don't know the words. Amar lahem, so Rabbi Gamliel says, in that case, k'shem shemoitzi, she'ene baki, kach moitzi es habaki. Well, very well then, the same way as the chazan can be moitzi the people who are not baki, he can also be moitzi the bakiyim, he can also be moitzi the people who do know the words. The devil once talked about in a siyum on Masech the Rosh Hashanah that the difference between Rabbi Gamliel and the chamim over here basically comes down to Rabbi Gamliel saying that the shliach tzibur is davening is the ikker, and the Chachamim are saying that the Tzibur is davening is the ikker, and this relates to the Rebbe brings from a few places in Shas where we see Rabbi Gamliel has this general kind of machlokas with the Chachamim, where he holds that the Yochid thing is the more important, and the other Chachamim hold that the Tzibur, that the Tzibur's contribution is the more important. The Shliach Tzibur, who is a Yochid, after all, he's an individual person, versus the Tzibur, everyone davening individually. And that ever relates it to the famous story in Brachos over there, where Rav Gamliel said that only the people that are Tosei Kibbutz should be in the Mismedrash, because better to have a smaller quantity of people, but you have there's greater Eichus, there's greater quality. They never talked about it in a Sicha. No, this is how Rav Gamliel held. And it relates to the fact that Rav Gamliel is a Nasi. He's one person who's the head of the whole Jewish people.
Well, there is no anonymous opinion that 10 people is a preferable thing.
No, obviously you need 10 people. Rav Gamliel agrees you need 10 people. We're saying, according to Rav Gamliel... Right, according to Rav Gamliel, theoretically, everybody could just not daven and the Chazan will say Chazar HaShat. And they'd all be yotze. The reason is, you want to give the Chazan time to say it quietly so he can practice. It's interesting, at one point Rambam was the Rambam in his Kehillah and Mitzrayim was Mevatel, the saying of Chazar HaShat. Because they were having a problem, then, as now, people talk during Chazaras HaShas. And the Rambam, if the whole purpose of Chazaras HaShas is to be Moitzi, the Enig Baki, and nowadays everybody has Sidurim, so everybody is all davening from the Sidur anyway, what do we need Chazaras HaShas for? So temporarily he was Mevatelet, so this way people basically ate Slashas Lashem Efeir Torah Secha. It didn't become a permanent thing, because he didn't mean it for it to be a permanent thing, just until people learned to stop talking during davening. Yeah, he had the Koyach, yeah. Now, who is the machloikas like? Amar Rava Baba Chana Amar Biyachanan. Who is the halacha like? Amar Rava Baba Chana Amar Biyachanan. Moedim Chachamim L'Rav Gamliel. That, according to Rav Yechanan, the Chachamim ended up agreeing to Rav Gamliel. He's saying that the Chazan can be Moedim, everybody. They ended up agreeing with him. However, Rava Amar Adayin Hi Machloikas. Because he pointed out to them that he can be Moedim the Baki just as well as the Enid Baki. So according to that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they ended up agreeing with him. Rava ma dainu machlokas, whereas Rav said dainu machlokas, whereas Rav says no, they still continued arguing. Well, shomer rabchia b'reid Rava banachmeni. Rav is saying that you Rabbi Yochanan are saying that they ended up agreeing to Rav Gamliel. They didn't. They continued arguing with him. They didn't accept his response. So shomer rabchia b'reid Rava banachmeni. So rabchia the son of Rava banachmeni. This is the famous Rava from throughout Shas. His son, Rav Chiya, Azal Omer L'Shmaita Kameh Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. He goes and tells over this discussion to Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. Omele, and he tells him, Hachi Omer Rav, Adayin Hi Machloikas, that this is what Rav said, that it's still a Machloikas, that the Chachamim and Gamliel are still arguing on this. Omele, so he told him, you should know, actually, we said before that Rav Abba Chana said in the name of Rav Yechon and they ended up agreeing. Actually, no. Rav Abba Chana Nami Hachi Kamar. Rav Chana actually did say the same thing when Rav Yochanan had said that everybody agrees now, then if Rish Lakish ended up arguing with him, and Rish Lakish said you should know it still is a machlokas. So you're saying in the name of Rav that it's still a machlokas, you should know. And now it's sure they have the same machlokas as well, whether they ended up agreeing or not. This that Rav is saying in Babel, Rish Lakish is saying the same thing in Eretz Yisrael. So you have Rav Yochanan saying they ended up agreeing to Rav Gamliel, and you have Rav and Rish Lakish saying that they did not. Rav in Babel and Rish Lakish in Eretz Yisrael both saying the same thing.
No.
I'm saying Rav in Babel was saying that 200 years ago, when Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim argued on this point, the Rabbi Yochanan had said that 200 years ago, when they argued, the Chachamim ended up conceding to Rav Gamliel. Rav said no, they never conceded. The same thing that Rav was saying, Rish Lakish also said. That's what we're saying. Yeah, it means that they were murdered. Yeah.
The cases again, what?
The Chachamim and Rav Gamliel saying the Chazan can be moitzi everybody. Rav Gamliel saying the Chazan can be moitzi everybody. The Chachamim saying that he can't. They went back and forth. Did the Chachamim end up agreeing with Rav Gamliel? That's all we're trying to figure out over here. Rav Yochanan said they did. Rav and Rish Lakish said they did not. The question is, did Rav Yochanan really say that, but they ended up agreeing? But we have another report that from Rav Chana Tzipa Ra that Rav Yochanan said, the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. And if you have to say the halacha, implies there's still a machloikas. So therefore, even Rav Yochanan seems to be saying that they continued disagreeing with Rav Gamliel on this. What do you mean they ended up agreeing with him? So, Kisolik Rav Abba Miyami, when Rav Abba came back from the ocean, he had gone on a boat, Rashi says, Shif, like the spin of a Yam, Bechazer, and then he came back. Then he reported, Pirsha, he explained like this. You have to distinguish, you were asking whether this that Rav Gamliel was saying, actually you were asking whether this that Rav Gamliel was saying, is it only about Rosh Hashanah or is it all year round? That's the key thing. This is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. The Chachamim did agree with Rabbi Gamliel when it comes to the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because as the Gemara is going to say soon, they're long and complicated. But when Rabbi Yochanan had to say the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, as if to imply there's still a machlokas, that's talking about the rest of the year. So the rest of the year, so in other words, Rav Gamliel himself had said that the Chazan is always Moitzi the Tzibur. Weekdays, Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever. The Chachamim disagreed with him when it came to all the other tefillahs throughout the year. They did agree with him about Rosh Hashanah that the Chazan can be Moitzi the Tzibur.
I'm just preferable, or
no, obviously, if the people can daven on their own, even Rav Gamliel would agree that they should do that.
It's preferable, the better.
Yeah, but
even the president, he should be most of them.
No, not necessarily. No, Rav Gamliel is saying that the Chazan can be.
Yeah, okay.
No, he doesn't. Actually, the truth is, you know, we're going through over here the question of who the halacha is like. There is an interesting thing the Rishonim talk about, the Baal HaMorah talks about, for example, that in his times, and earlier in the times of the Gaonim, it seems the minhag was that only the tzibur would say a musaf on Rosh Hashanah of only seven brachas. The same basic kind of musaf as we say on all other Yom Tovim. Three brachas at the beginning, a bracha on Yom Tov in the middle, Kedushas HaYom, three brachas at the end, and that's that. only the Chazan would say all nine brachas to be moitzi everybody. Later on, the minhag changed. Later on, the minhag changed to what we do nowadays, that everybody davens all nine brachas.
Oh.
Yeah, that what we talked about in you're talking about in the shul in Alexandria over there, where everybody had to wave flags because everybody couldn't hear the chazan. Not sure. I mean, when people can't be yotze, you know, there's a difference between the ein baki of those times who didn't have siddurim versus nowadays when everybody has siddurim. Hello? Yes. Oh, right, that's what it was that we said, you know, olam vada. They said baruch Hashem alakei zov ne olam vada olam instead of answering amen. Yeah, we'll have that about in Tainus in a couple of weeks also. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, still, Eini, is that so? Rav Chana Tzipora didn't just say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. He said the halacha is like Rav Gamliel when it comes to the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which implies the Chachamim are disagreeing with him even on that. You're telling me you want to infer that there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and the rest of the year, but we see from that report of Rav Chana Tzipora that they're disagreeing with him even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ella, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, you're right. You have to introduce another Tana over here. Man Moedim, Rav Meir, which Tana is it that agrees with Rav Gamliel, is Rav Meir. The halacha, the father Pligi Rabbanan, when Rav Yochanan has to say the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, implying that there's a machlokas, that would be the Rabbanan. So you have a three-way machlokas. Then you have Rav Gamliel saying that the chazan can always be motzi everybody. You have the Rabbanan saying he never can. And you have Rav Meir making a compromise and saying there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and the rest of the year. You have the Rav Gamliel saying the Chazan can always be Motzi, everybody.
Yeah.
The Chachamim saying he never can. Everybody has to daven themselves.
Never can.
He never can. He still has to do Chazaras Hashach, to be said, L'hoitzi Asher Eini Baki. If there's somebody who doesn't know the brachas, it can be Motzi then.
Well, the person says he can't do it.
Rav Gamliel says he can do it for everybody.
Not with his parish one. With his parish one.
No, not his parish one. That's Chazor Tashat. Chazor Tashat.
And the second opinion says no.
Rav Gamliel says he can be motzi everybody, whether they're baki or not. You right. Daven, whether you know how to daven Shemana Esrei, whether you don't know how to daven Shemana Esrei, you can be yotze with the Chazans, with the Chazans repetition of Shemana Esrei. Then you have the Chachamim saying no. Only if you ain't a baki. If you don't know better, then you can be yotze. And then we have Rav Meir, who says, whereas we're going to quote now from a Braisa, who says that there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and the rest of the year. The Chazan can be motzi you even if you're baki when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but he can't be motzi you the rest of the year. So that's what it is. Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, brachas for Rosh Hashanah Rosh Yom Kippurim, shliach tzibur motzi aram yudei chavos, and divrei Rav Meir, that when it comes to the brachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the shliach tzibur can be motzi everybody their obligation, divrei Meir. But chamimaimim, no, kashem shliach tzibur chayev, kacho yachid v'yachid chayev. Just as the shliach tzibur is chayev, so is every yachid. So therefore, you have a three-way machlokas. You have, again, Rav Gamliel saying there's no difference in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You can always be yotze with the chazan's brachas, with the chazan's repetition of Shemana Esrei, even if you know how to daven yourself. You have the Chachamim saying the opposite, no, only if you're Einid Baki, only if you don't know better. And you have Rav Meir staking out a middle position. So that's what we're saying then. When we say the Chachamim are Moida to Rav Meir, is a Moida to Rav Gamliel, that means Rav Meir is Moida when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. When we say the Chachamim still disagree with Rav Gamliel, and we have to therefore say the Halacha is like Rav Gamliel, that means the Chachamim who argue with him about the rest of the year. Now the question is, Ma'ishanohani, what's different about the brachas of Rosh Hashanah, about the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? When we say Yom Kippur, by the way, we don't mean the regular Yom Kippur tefillahs we do nowadays. We're talking about Yom Kippur of Yovel, when you say the same Malchus, Achronus, and Trefilus. Because regular Yom Kippur, we only say seven brachas from an Ezra. It's not extra complicated.
But it's not a
major difference in Ephesus. Yeah.
It is, but it's not different enough.
So, Maishnohani, so what's different in this case? Are you telling me that it's difficult because there are so many psukim, and therefore you want to say that even that if that everybody can be yotzer with the chazan because you can't expect everybody to know the psukim? What? Once you say it's written in your Torah, then you don't have to say the actual psukim. Now, which psukim are we talking about? Rashi says. It's not a pasuk. If you going through davening and you reach the point where you're supposed to say in the psukim and you just say it says in the Torah such and such a it says in the Torah that there are such psukim, then you don't actually. Listen to what Rashi's saying. Which psukim are we talking about? Are we talking about the psukim of Malchus, Zechonis, and Shavuos, or are we talking about the psukim of the Korbanos? Rashi brings both explanations. Rashi says Rashi himself says it's talking about the psukim of the korban of the korbanos. That when you come to, and this would apply not just on Rosh Hashanah, it would apply on the other Yom Tovim as well, in principle, that when you get to, when we say in Musaf, Hashem Nafsal Fanachas Korbanos Tovim Seinu, Tzvinim Kisivim, etc., that's Musaf Yom, whatever, Hazen, Nafsal Fanachrib, etc., if you just say, Tumashah Kasab Talena B'Sarah Secha, you don't have to say the actual psukim.
We do it.
One second, I'll tell you what the different minhagim about that are. But so therefore it shouldn't be. So therefore you shouldn't be able to get out of davening.
You could stop by there.
Instead of having to say the actual psukim of Yom HaShabbos or Rosh HaShanah or whatever. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Rashi brings from his Rebbes who say that no, what we're talking about is that when the psukim that we're saying you can skip are the psukim of Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofarus. And Rashi himself says, what are you talking about? We had a machlokas the other day between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, how many psukim you had to say. You had the Chachamim said you have to say 10 for Malchus, 10 for Zechronus, 10 for Shofarus. You had Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri saying you can get away with 3 for each, you can get away with 3. But nobody says you can say none of them. So Rashi himself doesn't like that explanation. Tosfos says, nevertheless, that is what the Gemara means over here, because what it means is, if you're going to start saying the psukim, when you get to Malchus, when you get to at the end of Aleinu, if you're going to say Hashem Yimlach Olamabod, then yes, you have to finish with the rest of the psukim, or at least the minimum number of psukim, 3 according to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, 10 according to the Chacham. But if when you get to Malchus, and the same thing when you get to the Zechronus, and the same thing when you get to Shofar. First the Korbanos, and then starts Malchus, yeah. It's part of Muslim.
Yeah.
No, there's no bracha called Korbanos. It's part of the bracha. It's part of the middle bracha. It's part of the fourth bracha of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, and after the fourth, which was
the then the second part of the fourth bracha begins the line of Shabayach and his mouth.
Part of the beginning of
this. Here's the figure. The fourth bracha of Shemana Esrei on Rosh Hashanah begins after V'chartanu. Yeah. It continues with the usual kind of thing that we say on Yom Tov. It continues with the Pesukim of the Korbanos, V'chodesh HaShvi V'achad V'chodesh, or Menchasim V'Hiskeim. Then begins Oleinu L'Shabeach, which is the beginning of Malchus.
Okay.
Which begins through Hashem Yimlach Olamavad, V'nevel Lahi B'tavon B'Yakov, etc. And we go till the end. Then at the end over there, we continue with the regular Yom Tov thing. Katshenim V'tzatzach, V'tzen Chalkein V'tzatzach, etc. And we finish off with the double thing. Melech HaKol Arth, V'tadish Yisrael V'yem
HaZikarim.
So the psukim, so you have psukim of the korbanos, and then you have psukim of Malchus. So Rashi says that when the Gemara is saying you can skip the psukim, means the psukim of the korbanos.
Only.
Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Then he says his teacher, his Rebbeim, said that it meant the psukim of Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofarus. Rashi himself says I don't like that explanation, but Tosfos says that is what it means. If you start saying the psukim, then yes, you have to say all of them, or at least a minimum number of them. But if you don't know the psukim at all, then yes, you could say, I know that there are psukim that says in the Torah that Hashem is king. I don't know what the psukim are, but Hashem accepted as if I said that, basically. No. According to Tosfos, it does mean Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofarus. You cannot, according to Tosfos, you cannot skip the psukim of Korbanos, because we have to say the psukim instead of the actual Korbanos.
The main point of the... Okay, but in other ones, could you in one bracha you could say Katasuba Sarasecha and no say no psukim, but in another bracha you say or
the pashtus not the pashtus. If you're going to get away with Sarasecha Chasav Leimer, it would be a cross all
time.
Well, you don't say. I mean, we don't have in our city Sarasecha Chasav Leimer at all. We say the actual psukim. We say the actual psukim, but yeah, by the Korbanos also. We say but then we say the actual psukim. Wait. Let's not confuse the issue. Yeah, so that's the next step, actually. So Yeah, so Tosfos says, on the contrary, exactly the opposite of Rashi. You must say the Pesukim of the Korbanos. You do not have to say the Pesukim of Malchus, the Kornos, and Shofros if you don't know them. That's the reason, that's what the Gemara means over here, that once you say Rasadot, you have to say the Pesukim of the Korbanos because of Neshama Parim Svaseinu. We have to make up for the Korbanos by saying Neshama Parim Svaseinu. We have to make up for the Korbanos by saying the Pesukim. But we don't have to say the Pesukim from Malchus, the Kornos, and Shofros. Only if you begin them, then yeah, you have to finish them. Now, how does this come down? And the other Rishonim also argue about this point, what the Gemara means over here. In practice, in Shulchan Aruch it mentions these different opinions. What it says is that in Shulchan Aruch it says these opinions. It mentions that one thing is actually there's a reason for that because of that there's a difference nowadays between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. In our Nusach, we do say the Pesukim of the Korbanos, and in Nusach Ashkenaz as well, but in the Nusach of the Sfardim, they don't. In the Nusach of the Sfardim, they just say, when it comes to any Musaf, they just say, we'll bring the Korbanos, like it says in the Torah, and then they continue with the next paragraph. They don't say the actual Pesukim. So like we have in Musaf of Yom Tov, we have that whole complicated thing, do I say this one, do I say that one, each day of Sukkot is a different thing. They have it much simpler, they don't say any of them. They just say the equivalent of that will bring the korbanos finished. That will bring the korbanos finished.
What's the reason?
That's the reason based on our Gemara over here. Because since you may not know, you may confuse them. Then better to not say them, because otherwise you'll be dover shkodim. Otherwise you'll be saying a falsehood in front of Hashem. You'll be saying the wrong korban.
But if you know for sure, it's better.
No, but that's why minhag Ashkenaz is that we do say them.
Yeah.
And again, according to Tosfos, you have no choice. According to Tosfos, you have to. Yeah. Anyway. So what's the problem? Just because you have these extra psukim, therefore you shouldn't have to say the brachas, therefore you can rely on the chazan. Why? We're saying you can get away with saying v'sarach chokas of lemer. Given shalom v'sarach chokas of lemer, shuvein et sarach. Once you said that, then you don't have to say anymore. Ella, the reason is mishum de'abshi brachas. The reason is because not so much because of the psukim. The brachas themselves, the extra three brachas in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, are very long and complicated. The average person doesn't know them. So therefore, there's more reason for a mayor to be saying, and there's more reason for Rabbi Yochanan to be saying that halacha is like this, that you can be yotze with the chazan then, because of the complication of it. Now, nowadays that doesn't necessarily apply because for a few reasons. One being that we're all baki, we have sedurim. But another reason is because nowadays, first of all, in order to be yotze with the chazan shmona esrei at any time, you would have to have that. You have to actually listen to every single word he says. According to some poskim, you also have to understand what he's saying. Unlike when you're doing your own shmona esrei, you don't necessarily have to understand it. When you hear from the chazan, according to this way of looking at it, you do. And number three, in the case of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the chazan says piyutim in the middle of davening. Once that happens, that's a hefzik. Therefore, you can't be yotze with his shmona esrei. We say many additional paragraphs. Yeah, and all those extra poems and things we say in the middle of the.
And what do they interrupt?
They're considered an interruption, and therefore you can't be yotze with it. So in but that's the thing. Even if you listen intensely, they're not part of the nusach. They're not part of the nusach. Kufa. Getting back to what we said, Amar Rav Chanan Olam Rav, Kivin Shalmo Vitzarach Chokas Vlema Shuvay Nitzarech. He said that once you say Vitzarach Chokas Vlema, you don't have to say the actual Pesukim. Sovu Mina. Now they thought to say Hani Mila Biyachid, that's only talking when a person is davening individually. Avol B'tzibru Loi. But if you have a tzibru davening together, maybe not. Maybe they actually have to say the Pesukim. However, Itzma Amar Rav Yisrael Ben Levi. No, Echad Yachid VeEchad Tzibru. Kivin Shalmo Vitzarach Chokas Vlema Shuvay Nitzarech. No, once you say Vitzarach Chokas Vlema, even B'tzibru, then you can get away with it. And again, in Nusach Sfarad, not Sfarad, but Sfardi, in the Nusach of Sfardim, that's what they do ad ayem azeh. They actually don't say the Pesukim of the Korbanos. They do say the Pesukim of Malchus.
What statements make sense? You know, when you say, because you
believe
the
Vantini or
stuff?
Omer of Allah, they're a new
din.
Technically, it's the halacha, but again, who do you follow as far as what it means? Which Pesukim can you skip? Do you follow Rashi or do you follow Tosfos? That's why we have the difference. As far as I know, nobody skips the Pesukim of Malchus, Sechonis, and Shofros. As far as the Pesukim of the Korbanos, because you have different Yom and Tovim, there are different Korbanos, and there's the possibility of getting mixed up. That is why you have the Sfardim don't say them. Amar Rav Elazar, a new din, La'olam yastir ado tefilah tebach kakis pal. A person should always practice. A person should always say over. Arrange in his mind the tefillah v'achakach yispal and then daven. it means exactly what it sounds like. Just like we said before, that doing well, that the Chazan says the quiet Shemana Esrei in order to prepare himself to say the Hoichah Shemana Esrei, Rebbe Lazar is saying the same thing. A person should always do that. Amar Rav Abba, but Rav Abba said. Yeah, even a Yachid. However, wait. It makes sense to say that what Rabbi Lazar is saying applies to the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and other tefillahs that you don't say all the time. But a regular Shemana Esrei, you daven three times a day. You don't necessarily need to do that because you know it.
So
we're not talking about, so then in that case it doesn't mean to practice it, it just means to go it over in your mind first. Yeah. So the Gemara asked, is that so? But Rabbi Yehuda, we find, used to review over the davening, used to review over Shemana Esrei, a regular weekday Shemana Esrei, before he would daven it. The answer is shiny Rabbi Yehuda, kiven de mitzlosin yomim, mitzlosin yomim have a matzli, since he would only... Since he would daven once every 30 days only, because Rabbi Yehuda was terasa yomnatza, he spent his entire time learning Torah. He spent his entire time learning Torah, so only at the end of 30 days he'd review over everything he learned. Then he's not totally involved in Torah. Then he's not totally turned off their message. Every 30 days he would learn the whole Shas. So he was completely occupied with that, with learning. Therefore, he's potter from davening. We find a similar thing about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That he didn't call. So Rabbi Yehuda once every 30 days would review, and that's when he would daven. So therefore, Kiprakim dummy, so therefore it's considered like a tefillah that you only daven occasionally. And therefore he had to review it over to himself. 9:30 about? But a regular person who davens the same Shemana Esrei every day, Taka does not have to review it over. The Bach has an interesting chat based on this Gemara. The Bach says, I don't know if this is accepted by halacha, that the Bach says an interesting idea that therefore when it comes to Rosh Chodesh davening, a normal Rosh Chodesh davening you don't need to review a regular Rosh Chodesh pesach because you last said it less than 30 days ago. You last said it last Rosh Chodesh, which is 29 days ago. But he says when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, you do. Because you didn't say that tefillah. You didn't say Rosh Chodesh. You didn't say Mosif of Rosh Chodesh on the previous Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is a completely different one. So therefore, he says, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, you would have to review over Mosif before you daven. That's what the Bach says. Lamaisa, most other poskim don't hold that way because they say it's different nowadays. We have sedurim.
Yeah.
90 days is something else. That's when you get used to saying the same words. Another din, going back to Rav Gamliel, where he says that Rav Gamliel, that the Chazan can be Motzi, everybody. Amr of Shimon Chassidah, Poter Hoyer, Rav Gamliel, Afilu Am Shabbosodis. Rav Gamliel used to say that even the people out in the field can be pastored by the Chazan Shimon Esrei, by the Chazan Chazar Tashat. See, what do you mean to say? Even the people out in the field, and needless to say, the people who are standing over here, why? On the contrary, you can argue, the people who are out in the fields are onus. They can't come. If it's on a weekday, they're working, and even if Farshim say, even if it's on Rosh Hashanah, like they're washing their fruit or whatever, so nobody steals it. So they can't come to shul. So fine, you have more reason to say that they can be yotzer with the chaz, But the people who are in town, who are able to come to shul, why should we say that? Why should we say they're potter if they don't come to shul? And in fact, we see such a difference. The Tani Abba Breder of Binyamin Bachia, Amshachar Ekoim, and in Bachal Bracha. We find, for example, when it comes to Duchening, that the people standing behind the Koinim are not included in the Bracha, because Birkas Koinim has to be face to face. Whereas, on the other hand, the people who are out in the field, in places where they Duchen on weekdays as well, for example, which technically is the Din, if you have somebody who's out in the fields working, they're Yotzer with Birkas Koinim, even though they're not there in front of the Koinim.
No, the coin
Yes,
And they're in the field.
They're out in the field. They're still yoytze. They're still included in the bracha. Whereas if they're in shul, because they have no choice. They can't be there. But if they could be there, if they're able to be in front of the kohenim and instead they stand behind them, then they're not yoytze. So we see the logic then that there's a difference between being there and not being there. We should more likely say that Ram Gamliel says that who can be yoytze with the chazan, people who otherwise can't come to shul. People are able to come to shul and daven themselves. Why should they be yoytze? And in fact, yeah. Elok, he also Ravin, Amar Rav Yaakov, Ba'idi, Mishum, Rav Shimon, Chasidah. You're right. It should actually be the other way around. Loi pater Ram Gamliel, Ela Am Shabbasadeh. Ram Gamliel only pathers the people out in the field from actually davening themselves, that they can be yoytze with the chazan. My time of Mishum Dan Nisi B'Malacha. Why? Because they're onerous, because they're not able to come. They're not able to come to shul. They're onerous because of their work. But if they're in the city, they're able to. So there's actually a machlokas rishonim. So that's the machlokas rishonim. What we mean over here by anisi or loy anisi. Rashi seems to say, because he says v'yicholim lahaftu tefilasan, that they're able to practice their davening and daven themselves. So Rashi seems to be saying that the difference is between the people who are able to daven themselves and the people who are not. People who are able, even if somebody is able to daven, but he's not able to come to shul, then he's considered honors. There are other. Even if he knows how to daven, if he's not able to come to shul, but if he's in the city and he's able and he is baki, then Ram Gamliel would not say he could be yoytze. There are other rishonim who learn differently. There are other rishonim who learn that actually Ram Gamliel would be that Ram Gamliel would be making a distinction basically not so much whether you're in the city or not, but whether you're baki or not. Whether you are in the city or not, whether you're able to come to shul or not. But if you're in the city, then he would not say that you can be yoytze, because then you should be in shul yourself instead of being out in the field. That would be the equivalent of standing behind the kohenim.
So you would be lenient for the people in the fields.
Good. So if you're in the fields, then you don't have a choice, right? Masechet Tainis talks about, well, Kishmoy Kainhu talks about Tanesim. It starts talking first about the Tanesim, the unscheduled ones, the ones that fast for rain. It actually doesn't begin with that, really. It starts talking about the tefillos for rain, which the Gemara is going to point out. That's the connection between that and Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Then it goes into the Tanesim for rain. that covers most of the first and all of the second parak. Then it goes on to talk about tanaisim for other kinds of troubles, Rahman al-Fan. And then the last two parakim mostly talk about the permanent tanaisim, the kind that we have nowadays, Shabbat v'tamuz, Tisha B'Av, and the rest of them.
Tannis
Esther, not really, actually. Tannis Esther, according to the Rif, is mentioned briefly in the Gemara Megillah, because the Gemara says Yud Gimel's Man Kehilu Bakarli, and according to the Rif, that means Tannis Esther. According to everybody else, it's not even mentioned. Tannis Esther is of a different kind. The Tannisim we're going to talk about in the last Perek are the ones that have to do with the Churban. That we learned about in Rosh Hashanah already, Sod of Atavis, Shavuot of Atamos, Tisha B'Av, Tzum Gedalia, that whole series. So Tannis Esther doesn't really belong to that series. One thing to point out, by the way, about this Masechta and about the Mefarshim on it, different Achroinim talk about the question, the Chidah discusses it, Marat Chayef, some others, whether the Pirush on our Masechta actually comes from Rashi or not. There seems to be some evidence that it's not, or at least not completely, from Rashi, that it may be mixed together from Rashi, from what Rashi himself wrote, and from his Talmidim, and from various other...
Just this Masechta,
yeah. And Tosfos on this Masechta also is a bit unusual. Usually Tosfos deals with, you know, taking different Gemaras and comparing them and contrasting them and pointing out Siris and explaining the Halacha and so forth, whereas here Tosfos is more of a commentary, more of a running commentary, sort of like Rashi. An interesting detail as we go through the Masechta and we quote things from Rashi means it's not necessarily always from Rashi, and Tosfos is going to be more straightforward things rather than in-depth analysis. Yeah. The third parak, in fact, has because of the whole discussion about davening for rain, the third parak has all the famous stories of the tzaddikim who daven for rain, Choni Amagel and Abba Chilkiah and all the other. The perek is actually called, the Rishonim call it Pirka de Chassidi, the perek of the Chassidim, the chapter of the Chassidim. Yeah. We'll get there. Bez Hashem. So the Mishnah starts out. Me'emasai maskirin gurus geshamim. From when do we begin mentioning the power, the Eibishter's power of rain? Why we call it gurus? We'll talk about in the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm in Yamtav. In other words, when do we start saying Mashav Rocha Mar Degeshem? Rabbi Eliezer, I'm in Yamtav Rishon Trochag. Rabbi Eliezer says you start from the first day Sukkos. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm in Yamtav Rachon Trochag. Rabbi Yeshua says you start from the last day Sukkos. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, meaning from Shmini Atzeres, which Tosfos points out. I mean, so what about we Chutzniks who still sit in the Sukkos Shmini Atzeres? Okay, but we're only sitting in the Sukkos Shmini Atzeres because it's fake at the Yoma, so you can still start according to Rabbi Yeshua on Shmini Atzeres, even in Chutzlaret. Yeah, well, that's what the Gemara is going to point out. But still, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a reason to wait till the end, but still, yeah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, Hoyol v'enag shamim ela simen klala b'chag. If rain is only a simen klala on Sukkot, as we learned back in Sukkot, that when it rains during Sukkot, it's like the Eved are taking a pitcher of water and throwing it in the Eved's face and saying, I don't care for what you're doing. Lama humazkis, so why should you be saying, Masha v'ruach, Amar Degashim, during the Sukkot? Better you should start on Shmini Atzeres, when you're not sitting in the Sukkot anymore. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer says, you're right. Afani Leim Avdi Lishol. No, I wasn't saying about asking for rain, saying the same Talmud of Bracha. Ela Lahazku, Mashav Ruach Mer Degeshem by Nasei. I'm just saying that there's a certain season when you should be saying Mashav Ruach Mer Degeshem. And when does that start? When does the rainy season in Eretz Yisrael begin? Is Sukkot time? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua tells him, Kein La'olam Yehi Mazku. Well, that's the case. Then why are you limiting it to one season? If you're just saying Mashav Ruach Mer Degeshem, acknowledging that the Eved makes the rain fall, you could do that all year round. And in the Gemara, we're going to learn. We'll learn tomorrow about the Shem that Rabbi Eliezer says, Taka, is like, you want to say it all year round? Go ahead. He's just saying, when do you have to start saying it is when the rainy season begins. Yeah. Continues the Mishnah. You only start asking for rain when it's close to the time of rain, that rain is supposed to start falling, which is why we start Sukkot time, in other words. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'ovel lifnei ateva b'yomtav ha'achan shalchag, when the chazan was davening by the Amud on Shmini Atzeres, ha'achrin mazgu, the second chazan, again, in those times like we had at the end of Rosh Hashanah, they used to have different chazanim for shacharis and mosif, as they often do nowadays. So the second chazan is the one who says mashav rochem erdegeshim, harishin enim mazgu, the first one, the Baal Shacharis, does not. The Yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, when it comes to the first day of Pesach, it's the other way around. Harishon Mazku, the first one, the one, the Baal Shachar, still continues saying Mashav Ruach Mer Degeshem. Ha'achron, any Mazku, the second one, the Baal Mosef, does not. which is what we do, right? Now, one interesting thing, or, well, a couple of interesting things actually. First of all, the Rosh brings from the Yerushalmi Taka, why not? And the Yom Tov begins by night. Why Taka don't we start saying Mashav Rochem Arad Geshem and finish saying it by night? So Yerushalmi says a couple of reasons. Number one is because not everybody is in shul Friday. Not everybody is in shul Yom Tov night. More people are in shul during the day. And if you start saying in Shacharis, the people who hear you saying in Shacharis are going to think, oh, you know what, you're really supposed to say it by night. We missed it last night because we weren't in shul. Next year, let's make sure to start saying it at night. And you don't want to do that. So therefore, you make it by Mosif, everybody will be there by Mosif. And even if not, even people, they're seeing that you're first doing it by Mosif, they're going to know automatically that means you didn't do it by Shacharis.
Amen.
That's one reason. Another reason is because you have to announce it before, just like nowadays. They before Mosif, the gabbai bangs on the bima and announces Mashav Aruch Moed HaGeshem or Moed HaTol, as the case may be. You can't do that before Shacharis. You can't be mafsik between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei necessarily. Therefore, you have to do it by Mosif. That's the Rosh's explanation of what the Yerushalmi says. And a third reason is because we always want to start the Yom Tov with Tal, because Tal is more of a Simen Bracha. So therefore, we always want to have that the first tefillahs of the Yom Tov begin with Tal. So the Shmini Atzeres, then we still have Ma'ariv and Shacharis contain Tal. And on Pesach, you have you're beginning saying Tal in Musaf. The same Talamata. Not the same Talamata. Sorry, Morid Atol. Now that comes into another thing, actually. The Gemara is going to say, we're going to learn in the next couple of days, that Al-Pidin, you don't have to ask for Tal in the first place. Because Tal loy me'asar. Tal never goes away. So in Nusach Ashkenaz, in fact, they don't. In Nusach Ashkenaz, they say Mashav Aruch Merud Geshem during the winter, and nothing during the summer. No? They don't say anything. So therefore, one interesting thing, therefore, that post can point out is according to that minhag, then you still the tzibur then still says Mashav Aruch Moed HaGeshem in Musaf in Shtilu Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Why? Only the Chazan is going to start saying Moed HaTol, not Moed HaTol. Only the Chazan. Well, the Chazan is going to do Tefillas Tal. The Chazan is going to do Tefillas Tal, and therefore he's going to stop saying Mashav Aruch Moed HaGeshem. The tzibur doesn't actually stop saying. Still says it by Shtilu Shemoneh Esrei. Why? You don't want to mela according to our minhag, according to the minhag that you say Moed HaTol, which is our nusach, then fine. You clock on the bima and announce, from now on we start saying Moed HaTol. But if you're not going to say anything, you don't want to, poskim say, you don't want to say to the Eibishter, you don't want to effectively be saying, we're not saying Mashav Aruch Moed HaGeshem anymore. We don't care for the rain anymore. You don't want to clock on the bima and stop saying Mashav Aruch Moed HaGeshem. The Lesbera, therefore, the Tzibur says it. And only the Chazan doesn't. And only when it comes to Mincha, now that they heard it from the Chazan, then everybody starts saying it as well. One more din that comes out of that, by the way, is if a person is not in shul for Musaf on these respective days of Yom Tov, then Taka, they do say the old one in Shtilu Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf. Because the whole reason why we change in Shtilu Shemoneh Esrei is because we heard the clock, we heard the announcement. But if you didn't hear it, you Taka have to wait until Mincha to start doing the new one. Sigmar asks, Tana Hechakoi, where is the Tana basing himself on? The Tana is saying, as though it's a given that you have to mention Gurus Kishamim. The only question is where from when do you start? Where do you even get the Chalal of the Chiyuv to say that? Tikatani Me'emesai, that he's saying from when, implies, the Gemara has the same question at the beginning of Brachas. It starts over there saying, Me'emesai Koran Shema, implying there's a time to say Shema, where do we know it from? So here, where do we know that there's a Chiyuv to be Maskir Gurus Kishamim? The answer is Tana Hasam Koi. The Tana is referring back to what we learned in Brachas. The Katani, my student Gurus Kishamim B'Tchias HaMesim. You mentioned Gurus Kishamim in the Brachas of Tchias HaMesim in Atah Gibor. V'shoyel in the Birkas Hashanim. We ask for rain the same Talamot of the Bracha in Birkas Hashanim in Baruch Aleinu. V'Havdala B'Chonin Adas. And you say Havdala Atachon Antonu in the Bracha Chonin Adas. So having learned that you have to mention Gurus Kishamim, the question now becomes Katani Me'emesai Meskin Gurus Kishamim. So now the question becomes, when do you start saying it? So then, listen also. In that case, it should have said it over there in Brachas. It should have, once it mentioned where the Maskir and Gurus Kishamim, it should have said what time of the year you do it. My time of the my Shana to Shavki Ad Hocha. Why did it leave it all the way till here? And we're in a different Seder already. Even we're not even Brachas isn't Seder Zerayim. Now we're in Seder Moed. Why did we wait so long to deal with that question? Ella, so no. The reason is it's not based on what we learned in Brachas. It's rather Tana Rosh Hashanah. So like we just finished Tana just finished learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan, and we learn in the Mishnah of Chag Nidonin Alamayim that on Sukkot we're judged on water. Which, if we're judged on water on Sukkot, then we have to assume that we have to assume if the Eibishter is judging us for water for rain on Sukkot, it's only logical that that's when we should be starting to ask for it. So then, the Eibishter Tana of Chag Nidonin Alamayim. So once it says that on Sukkot we're judged on water, Tana Ma'amis Hamiskin Gurus Kishamim. So then already it says in our Masechta when you actually start doing so. And the answer is, even according to both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, it is connected with Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua is the same. Wait till the end of Sukkot, because not a Sukkot bracha during Sukkot itself.